driving to prices at the pump, to the expansion of our national
who
debt.
Who serve one God. And now we are moving to a place in the earth where justice and evil and oppression will no longer have validity on the face of the earth. We must work together to free the people of Palestine, and not only the people of Palestine, but the people of who oppress all over the world.
Black.
Now, what can $30 billion do? Either they can be used to uproot Palestinian olive trees and raise their houses, or they can be used to train 500,000 people for green jobs there in our own USFA.
Where is the humanity? Where are the people who will stand up against the injustice? Are we waiting and looking for the US and the UN to solve the problems? Or will we stand up and will we be a voice ourselves against these injustices? No justice, no peace. It means that we're no different than the oppressors if we decide that we won't speak up against the injustices we see. Some people, they say, hey, I can't do anything. I can't go there and fight. I can't get a gun. I can't go and fight and do things in those other countries. Do Americans have a two-state solution? Where are they in living on reservations? Half of this country, this state of Texas, belongs to Mexico. Is that a two-state solution? Did we give half to some people? No, this is not the solution.
Who are fighting the Zionist regime of Israel. But we also stand with the oppressed in this country, in Europe, and all around the world. Remember, brothers and sisters, this is not a war against Jews. Don't let anyone fool you into thinking that you are rallying for hate, as some local groups would like to advertise. They like to say we hate Jews and we want them dead. But they apparently ignore the many Jews who stand up with us in solidarity against Israel's crimes against humanity. Remember, we are against Zionism and the oppression that the Zionist occupiers are guilty of doing against the human population. In fact, just today, a Palestinian family traveling near an illegal settlement in the occupied West Bank city of Bethlehem was seriously injured when a group of Israeli settlers threw a firebomb at their car.
They will rebel. In a study done on the Associated Press, we found that the AP reports 113% of Israeli deaths, while only reporting 15% of Palestinian deaths. By keeping its citizens stupefied, the U.S. government continues its massive financial aid to Israel. Occupation is a crime!
Free, free Palestine!
Occupation is a crime!
Free, free Palestine!
Not even considered citizens. Many nations in the Middle East living under dictatorships which are completely supported and funded by Western imperialist powers.
And let me clear this thing with the rest of the world. The day of Quds is not just one day event. The day of Quds is every day, every month, every year, every hour, every second, till the time we get our holy land back to the people that it belongs to.
The day of the movement of peace, which we call the Quds Day, is the time when we get to our feet and say that we need peace, it's all that we want, okay? But the tyrants call us the terrorists when we pray. When we saw Allahu Akbar, we ask God with all his grace. But the tyrants put the idea in the mind that we were about to bomb the place. And who are these tyrants, if you ask? These are the Zionist regime with the devil's task to steal the holy land of Palestine and use the media for a mask, and they start to kill them first and put the questions for last.
Today, Israel has become occupied, although physically it's controlling a country, it's controlling a land. But Israel today lives in the fear It is Israel that is making the walls. It is Israel that is having all the electronic borders to just keep its country. It is Israel that today millions of the dollars are being spent to protect this Israel. But you know, these are all fears. All the imperialists are in the fears today because Israel is going to be destroyed. They have a fear that this country has to be vanished, and it is already vanished. This is the good news that I would like to give. Because of their fear, because of living in the world, that is evidence that today this country is already vanished. And every country that is with the falsehood, with the batil, Quran has said, إِنَّ الْحَقَّ إِذَا جَاءَ الْحَقُّ زَهَقَ الْبَاطِلُ. Wherever truth is there, false is going to be vanished. And today false is already vanished. You can see in the hearts of these children, there is Palestine. In the hands of these children, there is Palestinian flag. And people are giving the slogan for the freedom of Palestine, not for the freedom of Israel. They are standing against the Israel. American money that has been spent, it is just for the protection. And I can tell them today, you can protect however you like, but this country is going to be vanished one day from the map of the world. And today, this voice is not voice of Muslims only. This is voice of all freedom seekers, freedom lovers of people, either Christians, Jews. You can see around the country that the Jews and rabbis of the Jews, they are standing with these protesters. They are protesting against Israel. That is evident. It is not against any creed, any religion, but it is against the Zionism. It is against the imperialism. And we would like to let imperialists know that your time has arrived, as Quran has said, Alaysa subhu biqareeb. Don't you see the dawn is very near? In near future, we will see the real dawn. And that real dawn will be through justice and peace. Yes, justice is not something that you have to write on the note, that you have to write on the currency. Justice is something that is well known around the world. People of the world, they have seen who are the injustice people. Today, injustice people are exposed in the world.
Yes, sir.
Today's wrongdoers are exposed in the world. Imperialists are exposed in the world.
Yeah.
Zionism is exposed in the world.
Yeah.
Their exposure, it shows that they are close to be vanishing. We will see that dawn, that is true dawn through God, who is greater. We believe in the greatness of God.
Yes,
we believe that God is going to reveal the time. Takbir!
Allahu Akbar! Allahu Akbar! Allahu Akbar!
They are deploying all the forces. They are bringing all the forces together. And they make groupings. They make allies, alliance. They announce in this country, our best ally is Israel. If Israel is your best ally, then we announce, down with Israel.
Down with Israel. Down with Israel. Down with Israel. Down with Israel.
If Israel is going to be your ally, then you must understand that as Israel is going to be vanished, any country that is going to stand with Israel, that is also in the state of vanishing, because they are wasting their resources and they are wasting every money that they are spending for Israel. And finally, one more time, let us raise our both hands and say all together, Takbir!
Allahu Akbar! Allahu Akbar! Allahu Akbar! Allahu Akbar!
Allahu Akbar!